fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
April 14th, 2024. You're listening to Revolution Radio, the best radio network on the market on the internet. And this is Dr. Johnny, keeping the truth alive. And I ask you to please be generous with your contribution to this network at freedomslips.org. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. So get a Patreon account today right on freedomslips.org to keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you don't donate to Revolution Radio, please give a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. All the hosts do not get paid, and we really appreciate you contributing to us. We've been working hard to bring you the truth and the news you can use so you can have a better life for you and your family. You are now connected to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD Command Center, where Dr. Johnny with the bald eagle eye is keeping a vigilant watch on Washington, D.C., our country, and our solar system. That's right. You are now listening to the Master Survivor, bringing you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, master survivor, and virus recovery expert. Well, folks, I'm telling you, I don't see anything wrong with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., yet he's denied Secret Service protection. You know, I mean, his own father, Bobby Kennedy, was gunned down while he was running for president. Well, now Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president, his son, and Joe Biden administration doesn't even give him Secret Service protection. He's denied not once, not twice, not three times, five times. And now Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is threatening legal action. He's threatening to take legal action against the Department of Homeland Security after being denied Secret Service protection for the fifth time. I'm getting this out of One America News, Saturday, April 13th article yesterday. And the Department Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, concluded that Kennedy does not require Secret Service protection in a letter to the Kennedy campaign dated March 28th. This decision was made after conferring with advisory committee that included the Senate Sergeant at Arms and prominent members of Congress. Kennedy, a lawyer, is upset about this, and I don't blame him. I mean, after all, they gave Nikki Haley Secret Service protection, I mean, in hopes that they were going to get rid of, you know, Donald Trump, and then they put her in as their puppet, the deep state puppet, so she got all the Secret Service protection you could ever imagine. But she had to drop out because, hey, she wasn't that popular. And but, you know, this is the fifth time that Robert F. Kennedy has requested Secret Service protection, yet he's denied. His own father got gunned down for running as a presidential candidate. And you would think, you know, being a Kennedy, you know, that you would get Secret Service protection. But, you know, he wrote that book about Anthony Fauci, telling the truth about who Anthony Fauci is and what Anthony Fauci did. And, of course, it wasn't very popular with the deep state. After all, you know, it didn't fit their narrative. Well, I digress. But I'm just saying that this is just one more thing that the Biden administration's doing. I mean, the Democrats and the Biden administration have a particular knack. I don't know what it is, but they piss a lot of people off. And now they've upset Robert F. Kennedy. Well, millions of taxpayer dollars are being poured into this big lie, which is pissing me off. All this these green energy programs, and I've been reporting on this on the show because nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about Robert F. Kennedy being denied Secret Service protection, but I think it's a pretty big deal. Nobody's talking about how these green energy programs, solar cells and wind generators, see, that's not popular with the narrative to point out that they are not efficient, to point out that they kill wildlife, to point out that they don't make a profit, to point out that it's billions and billions of our taxpayer dollars going to waste. That's what I'm upset about. And let me just tell you, these green energy programs, they'll break down before it even breaks even. It will never give us enough energy. And, you know, and they've denied fossil fuel power plants for, you know, they're phasing that out. Yet China and India keep cranking out coal-fired generators and coal-fired and natural gas electric power. And they've got plenty of power. And yet the Biden administration is destroying our country and taking away energy from our grid. We'll never be able to pay for it. These programs will never give us enough energy. They will never show a profit, and they destroy life and environment. Now, this is from a newspaper article from the newspaper Virginia Pilot Staff. Virginia Pilot, their staff writer, Eliza Knoll, who penned and published an article March 20th, 2024, titled "Lawsuit to Stop Virginia Beach Offshore Wind Farm Claims Project is a Danger to Whales." Oh, yeah. She's a staff writer. I mean, this is well-researched. It's right from the paper. She said several groups filed a lawsuit against federal entities to overturn the approval of a massive wind turbine project off the shore of Virginia Beach, claiming that it is a hazard for endangered North Atlantic right whales. Hey, I like the whales, okay? I mean, I'm from Florida. I love the cetaceans. You know, we're a flipper. You know, I used to watch a TV show, and we used to swim with the dolphins every time we'd go out. And, you know, those are all, you know, they all communicate with sounds and songs and things through the ocean. So their sounds and songs through the ocean don't make it because these wind generators put out all these hums and things, and it confuses all the cetacean population, all the whales, all the dolphins, all the porpoise. The lawsuit filed by the Heartland Institute, the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow, and the National Legal and Policy Center names the United States Department of Interior and the Bureau of Ocean Energy and Management and the National Marine Fisheries Services, among others. It claims the federal government is on an aggressive campaign of developing offshore wind farms off the Atlantic coast, and that the locations of the projects being in the right whale habitat poses a major risk for injury or death of the animals. Well, they're true. That's right. It's correct. See, what? Just think. Now, these wind generators, they don't, you know, when there's a freeze, they don't turn, okay? And they really don't put out a lot of energy. If there's a wind, they put out energy, but yet they put out all these hums. And that goes right into the ocean. The coalition said in a statement that the lawsuit is to stop Dominion Energy's plans to start construction May 1st to protect the North Atlantic right whales. North Atlantic right whale populations have dwindled due to an unusual mortality event, according to scientists. The National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, and other groups attribute many of the deaths to vessel strokes and entanglement. Well, that's part of it, but that's not the whole thing. See, these frequencies and these hums that go through the ocean confuses their system, their brain system, because it's running on this sonar. Like bats, they run on sonar. Now, and I'll quote, "It's issuing a biological opinion in September. National Marine Fisheries Services only examined the impact that each of these projects individually and in isolation would have on the North Atlantic right whale," end quote. The coalition said in a statement, "The agency did not, as it should have, issue a comprehensive and cumulative analysis examining the combined harm of all the projects together would inflict on the whales and other cetaceans during their annual migration path." In October, a large-scale 176-turbine wind farm received final federal approval to build 27 miles off the coast of Virginia, and it's anticipated to generate enough energy to power 600,000 homes, according to Dominion Energy. Construction is slated to start this year with a completion date at the end of 2026. Offshore work for transmission of the electricity has already begun. According to NOAA, there is no scientific evidence supporting the link between large whale deaths and offshore wind development. Oh, bull. You're absolutely incorrect and wrong. That's fake news. And they say, quote, our climate changing and one of those key changes in the warming of our oceans. In response, many marine species are adapting by moving into new areas where conditions are now more favorable. So they're blaming all the deaths on climate change. Well, how convenient. The administration posted on their page about offshore wind and whale deaths. Of course, they've been paid off. So they're just preaching the narrative. And then it goes on, they go on to say, quote, change in distributions of prey impact larger species, marine species that depend on them, and result on changing distribution of whales and other marine life. This can lead to an increase in interactions with humans as some whales move closer to near shore habitats. Well, when these whales get confused, folks, because of all these hums and sounds, see, the Navy knew about this back in the 50s, and they've been doing all this. So when they run these tests on sounds and trying to decipher the whale songs, because when I say whale songs, this is not just one word or one cut, but, I mean, they're like poems, and they create, I mean, they have a consciousness. They have an actual communication in like poem. These are songs which make up poems, which make up sounds and mating calls and different things. It's just more than that. They communicate in deeper concepts. So when all that gets polluted by this noise from wind generators and ocean turbines or whatever it is, that when the Navy ran these experiments, a lot of these whales were beaching themselves. They're like, oh my God, you know, they're testing out these frequencies, I kid you not, to see, okay, well, just it's better just to go up on the beach. And that was what they put out in these electronic signals into the ocean, and all, and it, two or three different instances, a whole lot of whales were beaching themselves. And so the Navy figured out how to speak to them in one way, but they couldn't get them to do all the activities that they want them to do. Only success they've had so far is with dolphins. But NOAA reports that during the necropsies or animal autopsies, scientists identify vessel strikes and endangerment deaths with visible injuries such as cuts from propellers. Well, that's all going on too. The administration reported the findings and inconclusive injuries have occurred long after offshore wind would have been a factor. So correlating the two is not based on in science. Well, that's what they said about the vaccine. Well, these people dying right after they get the vaccine. It's not from the vaccines, because of comorbidity problems. Well, that's fake science, just like they're talking about the whales here. Acoustic trauma, which could result from close exposure to loud human producing sounds, is very challenging to assess, particularly with any amount of decomposition, NOAA reports. Scientists look for bruising or trauma to the ear and other organs, but linked it to particular sound source is difficult, as certain parts of the ear decompose very quickly within hours, even more so than some other parts of the animal. If the whale's already in moderate or advanced decomposition, then microscopic changes in the ears are generally no longer detectable. Well, this is just all, you know, a distraction, what they're talking about there. The lawsuit filed in Washington claims that the biological opinion of these organizations issued September 2023, they say, wrongly determined the project would not produce any irreparable harm, which is true. It will produce irreparable harm continuously for the Atlantic right whale during the construction operation or decommissioning phase of the project. In short, the same cohort of migratory North Atlantic right whales, numbering no more than 350 individual whales, will have to run the gamut of impacts, impediments, and physical threats posed by many offshore wind projects approved and planned for the North Atlantic seaboard, the coalition lawsuit says. So let me just tell you that, the solar cells, when they break from a hailstorm, like I told you about what's happening in North Texas, well, then that leaches out into the water table. It's got all this heavy metals, cadmium, and toxins coming from. You can't grow anything there for hundreds of years. And when that gets out in the water table, that's what all the people in Texas are worried about in that area, because they have, water wells. And they're going to be tapping into all that runoff from those solar cells. Well, this is not only killing the whales, but they don't always work and they break down. Nobody's ever talking about this. Well, why do we keep funding these idiots who profess to have such great solutions to the human race? Now, Dr. Johnny has never wanted a flying car. I've never wanted an electric car. I mean, I never wanted that. I didn't like it when they moved to automatic transmission. I liked a standard shift car. Why do I like a standard shift car? Because I have more control. And when it breaks down, I can push it in most cases, put it in neutral, and I can push it off, especially if I'm on a slanting hill. Hey, there's no problem. I'll go right down the hill, and if the battery's low or whatever, I'll restart the car. So when everything's gone automatic, it's hard to find a standard shift car anymore. Go look. Why do we keep funding these idiots? They give us things that we don't ask for. You know, give me a robot. Give me an artificial intelligence robot that will weed my garden. Give me an artificial intelligence robot that will do my dishes. That's the robots I want. But they don't talk about any of that. They talk about the robotic dog, being able to go in houses and chase down people. And they got cameras and everything else. But will they make a robot that'll do my dishes and weed my garden? No. Well, these demented minds are just absolutely getting worse. But in the day in life, it is just another lie when they talk about all their new green energy and all their new, transhuman computer internet world of things. Well, it's all a big lie. Look no further than the Hadrian Collider. You heard me right. You know it as CERN. The big particle beam collider in Switzerland. Most people have swallowed this hook, line, and sinker. That this is some big breakthrough. They spent hundreds of billions of dollars. I think it's gone into the trillions over the years. But again, I digress. Well, Peter Higgs, Nobel Prize winner, who predicted the God particle, what a bunch of bull. He's now dead at 94, and then the Higgs boson was named for him. It's the key element of the standard model, which encapsulated all human knowledge so far about elemental particles, whether you're talking about atoms, whether you're talking about neutrinos, whether you're talking about quarks, okay, electron, whatever. So where's my vomit bag? Because this guy makes me nauseated from the beginning. Dr. Johnny says it's all fake science at its best. Let me tell you the real story. Peter Higgs of the God particle fame has departed. He's gone. Thank God. I mean, God rest his soul, but hey, I'm glad he's gone. Yet, his hyped up theory and subsequent confirmation of such lies lives on in the hollow heads of the money-grabbing atheists of the quackomania. Admittedly, astrophysics is not within my realm of expertise. I admit that. However, but let's be honest, I do know a thing or two about laboratories and the monetary and social dynamics of the fake science and poor reasoning of how some laboratories get started. I know a lot about that. All CERN is a huge laboratory. It's a big one, but it's just a laboratory. And as always, Dr. Johnny will give you a little background history. In 1964, Professor Higgs of Scotland, University of Edinburgh to be exact, predicted the existence of a new particle that came to be named after him, the Higgs boson. The subatomic particle, according to Higgs, is what makes the existence of matter and physical interactions possible. Blech, give me a break. Where's my vomit bag? According to Higgs, without this, you know, Higgs-Boson particle, the God particle, what they say, without it, there would be no elements, no stars, no life in this universe. Blech, fake science. Do you smell a stinking fish here yet? Without this particle, there would be no life, there would be no universe. Oh, give me a break. I smell stinking fish. However, I digress. Let's look at a few more facts. Higgs himself was actually an atheist. That's a fact. And he had expressed displeasure. Get this. He expressed displeasure when they nicknamed his imaginary particle the God particle. That upset him. Oh, yeah. It's really the godless particle, he explained in one paper. But it's how everything was created blindly. Now, Higgs' hallucination triggered a half a century of billion-dollar search. All, you know, to date, it's over a trillion now. Over $1 trillion to date. But in the beginning, you know, it's $500 million search for this imaginary particle. So they designed this big thing, got all these team of experts from all over the world, and the hunt was on for this fugitive element, and finally ended when the CERN boys in Switzerland discovered it with their magical Hadron particle accelerator machine in 2012, when they're taking protons and smashing them together or into a wall. Anyway, and broke up a lot of those pieces, and then measuring what those pieces are, how many quarks and how many neutrinos, and then other particles that were smaller than that they didn't know about. So they did find that. So all the champagne bottles were being popped and high fives being exchanged. Oh, yeah. As the satanic press went into breathless wall-to-wall proclamation mode, Higgs was awarded a Nobel Prize the following year. But the story doesn't end there. All he found was more little particles. That's all they really find. Not that they found his particle, not that his theory was real. But the publicized particle now stands as the foundation of a gaggle of goofy theories known as the standard model. Now they've standardized this into a science, which is said to encapsulate all human knowledge about elemental particles and the forces by which they shape the universe and nature. Ugh, give me a break. New floors of this satanic skyscraper keep continuing to go up to this structure with a flawed foundation. Let's look at some more facts. Number one, Higgs in 1964, imagined a non-existent particle which made a lot of people a lot of money looking for it. It made a lot of people a lot of money looking for it. Number two, the Hadrian Collider at CERN, the Société Épurée pour l'Hadron Nucléaire, or in English, it was the European Council for Nuclear Research, the European Laboratory for Particle Physics. And then number three, another fact, a Nobel Prize for Higgs. Oh, show us those shekels, Professor, because when you get a Nobel Prize, you get all kinds of money poured into your pocket. Now, enter the German physicist Alexander Unzucker. This is a real guy, a real scientist, a brilliant physicist, who said Higgs is a fake. It's all a made-up fairy tale lie, according to Unzucker, Alexander Zunguk, and he's a brilliant physicist. But, oh boy, does the mainstream poo-poo him. They kicked him out of his tenureship when he said anything bad about Higgs. Oh, he said it's all a made-up fairy tale. He said the key for a street-smart layman to understand the fake science peddled by the greedy loons at CERN lies in the knowledge of certain facts and red flags. Number one, according to Unzucker, after 12 years, there remains, that's since 2012, there remains within scientific community itself bitter disagreement. He's not the only one. This Alexander Unzucker is not the only physicist that disagrees with Higgs. There are a lot of them. But the mainstream media won't tell you about that. Just like there are a lot of people that disagree that vaccine is dangerous. But do they ever get reported? Oh, not for a long time. You can only find them on, the Internet of Things. So, number one, after 12 years, there remains within the scientific community bitter disagreement over this discovery, in quotes, like it's not really a discovery, boatloads of taxpayer money from 23 different nations funded CERN. Like I said, it's over the trillions now. Without such discoveries, the scientists would go hungry. See, this gives them all a job, and he's right. Unzucker is exactly right. See, these deep state technocrats are just trying to create jobs for themselves. Okay? Just like this DEI, diversity and equity inclusion, in all our universities, it wasn't there 20 years ago at all. None. But, it creates a big job for all the lefty lunatics, just like these scientists, even though they can't really prove, that it is the, just because, okay, you take a grain of sand, you bust it in little particles, well, it makes smaller grains of sand. And then you say, with one of those grains of sand that's so small, you didn't think it'd get that small, you say, well, this is the basis of all life. This is what makes it up. It could be any grain of sand. It could be any. I mean, boatloads of taxpayer money from 23 different nations fund CERN. Without such discoveries, the scientists would go hungry. Number three, another fact, CERN has 666 satanic logo. And Alexander Unzucker is a German theoretical physicist and a dissident science writer. He doesn't go along with the party line. He prints facts. But as someone examined this matter, pun intended, from the perspective of a philosopher, historian, and all-around conspiracy theorist, the Amazon description for Unzucker's controversial 2013 book, he wrote a book about this. It's called The Higgs Fake, How Particle Physicists Fooled the Nobel Community. That's the name of his book, The Higgs Fake, How particle physicists fool the Nobel community. And believe me, it's you know, been a bestseller. A lot of people were reading it. A lot of people believe it. A lot of physicists agree with Unzicker, okay? A lot of people agree that Higgs is fake. How particle physicists fooled the Nobel Committee is a merciless critique of the Large Hadron Collider at CERN and the theoretical model on which the most expensive experiment is based. This is the world's most expensive experiment. This is out, it outfunds the atomic, you know, the Manhattan Project, which was probably before CERN. The Manhattan Project was probably the world's most expensive experiment, trying to figure out how to build a bomb. Well, this way outfunds that. I mean, they literally put trillions. Unzicker, a German physicist and award-winning science writer, argues that the reaction of the Swedish Academy, you know, this Nobel Prize, so last year's discovery, appears to be the result of being beguiled by CERN's attempts to justify the billions of dollars of public money being spent. He's so right. The reasons, according to the author, according to Unzicker, are that, number one, the so-called standard model has grown unbelievably complicated. And it is, you know, you talk to anybody about it, you can't even figure out what they're talking about. They can't even explain it themselves because it's, you know, just like you asked somebody in the early days of 2020 about the facts. Oh, it's safe. Oh, it's safe. Oh, you know, we've got all the research. Don't question the science. Number two, none of the great riddles of physics that have persisted for a century have been solved. He is so right. He's so right because they're not, you know, counting in the zero point energy. They're not counting in all the, you know, all the other forces because they don't want you to know that. Number three, history suggests that the current model is at a dead end. So right. Absolutely correct. Number four, with their ever more intricate experimental techniques, particle physicists are fooling themselves with alleged results. Exactly. You can keep smashing that grain of sand into smaller and smaller pieces. It's still going to reveal smaller and smaller pieces. And then you're going to name those pieces a different thing? I mean, it's about that ludicrous. Number five, scientific convictions in the community are established by blind faith in expert opinions, groupthink, and parroting. Just Polly want a cracker. Yes, Polly want a cracker. Polly wants some money. Number six, the data analysis in its complexity cannot be overseen by anybody. So correct. See, this is what got my attention, because when you have a laboratory spending a whole bunch of money and yet they don't have any oversight, nor can they report on what they're doing, hey, it's fake science, period. The mockingly named God particle is fake, but God is real. All this stuff about CERN bringing in satanic entities from another dimension is nothing more than a psyop fear campaign. Dr. Johnny, let me tell you, Dr. Johnny's trying to set it straight here. It's like a Ouija board. You start summoning demons, they're going to come. Obviously, when you smash particle beams, you know, and smash those particles together, that is opening up different dimensions. But will those fake entities come or go? It's up to them and the satanic rituals that you do. Whether you got a CERN accelerator or the Ouija board, it's up to your incantations. The fake science is all about the same technocratic pseudoscience goons who brought you green energy. If you think that electric cars, solar cells, wind generators, and CERN are doing anything to help humanity and our planet, well, Dr. Johnny's got some swamp land in Florida to sell you, and it's going to make you mega rich. These arrogant atheist morons are not only destroying our power grid, our economic modes of transportation, our food supply, our water tables, and air with their toxins and their fake science, they are even destroying our ability to have our own house. You really want to know what that means? Well, you remember what Klaus Schwab says, where you own nothing and you'll be happy? Well, get this. If you're slightly agitated like Dr. Johnny is at this current point with all these current trends that are happening, like I just mentioned, just look at what big corporations are doing. See, they're backing stuff like this. Well, homes purchased by BlackRock, one of the world's probably the biggest corporation, are being set up to house illegal alien immigrants. This is an insane conspiracy theory from the Wall Street apes, but it's all coming true before our very eyes. The homes that BlackRock has been purchasing a huge amount in New York are being set up to house illegal migrants. Each home will average bringing in about $15,000 per month to house illegal aliens. New York just declared that they're going to pay homeowners there $125 a day to house a migrant. Oh, yeah. I can't make this stuff up. New York has just declared they're going to pay homeowners $125 a day to house a migrant. That's $125 per migrant per bedroom. So if you have two extra bedrooms, no matter if your office is in the other room, that's an extra bedroom. Then they're going to require you to house another migrant there and move your office out. And at $700,000 per migrant, that means that the property would now be bringing in about $15,000 a month. You all want to come up with me down that rabbit hole of how the U.S. government is using private industry to screw over the American people? Keep listening. The basic gist is that the United States government is using BlackRock to permanently house all these illegal immigrants that they're letting in. So you know how companies like BlackRock have been buying up large amounts of the single-family real estate and a plethora of the properties that they brought up in the state of New York that have apartments. They brought up a bunch of those too. And New York just declared that they're going to pay homeowners there $125 a day to house a migrant. Well, $125 days per migrant per bedroom. Like I said, that means taxpayers of New York are going to have to be forking out $3,750 per migrant per month. Now think about all those houses that BlackRock just bought for the migrants. Let's say they got a four-bedroom. That means they can house four migrants, and at $3,750 per migrant, that means the property will now be bringing in about $15,000 a month. And if any of these migrants have a family, well, that's additional money on top of that. And BlackRock doesn't have to worry because the money's guaranteed, by the government in New York. Are you catching my drift here? These leftist lunatics are bringing them in, paying for all their housing, and they're charging us to pay for it. I mean, you have to think. You don't have to think so far into the Biden presidency. Anywhere from 12 to 15 million illegals have already crossed over. They don't have a real estimate. But they know it's a minimum of 12 million now, and they keep coming in. And then because of all the incentive programs that New York created, you enter this country illegally, you have to be stupid not to go to New York. And you're going to get paid, you're going to get fed, you're going to get housed, all for the price of either a bus trip or catching that plane trip that the Bidens have provided to send you up. But regardless, you're going to go to New York in most cases where BlackRock owns thousands of homes, and they want to eventually just own the whole state. And I'll be willing to bet a lot of those homes are about to have an illegal immigrant in as a tenant, and you're going to make sure, they're going to make sure they get at least one bedroom. Even the homes that exist right now, they're going to get at least one bedroom. And so if you live in the burbs, you know, the suburbs, you know, they're going to get at least one bedroom out of your home to make sure you house an immigrant, if not two or four. And I would expect that this continues at least until the census. So, you know, New York will stay Democrat because all those immigrants are going to vote Democratic. So, it gets worse. Oh, yeah. And all these shelters that the illegal immigrants are going to, the mainstream media, in reporting to you that there's a huge outbreak of measles and tuberculosis, those are the main ones, but there's other outbreaks as well, like hepatitis. And I'm reporting to you from One American News article Friday, April 12th, 2024. Migrant shelters in Chicago experienced tuberculosis and measles outbreak. It's occurring at other cities, but the health department has not specified the number of migrants who have tested positive. They don't say any of that. See, the media is not reporting this. They don't want people to know that there's outbreaks of disease where all these illegal aliens are housed in these big, big shelters until they can get them out in somebody's home. So once they get them out of a shelter, they find a home for them, they're going to send somebody carrying a disease into your home. I can't make this stuff up, folks. See, they're saying, okay, let me just put this in perspective. So far, they've only said there's 59 measles cases so far this year. But that's just in one place in Chicago, not in all the places. And they won't talk about it. There's a big gag order out not to talk about any of the disease that's going on in all these migrant shelters. But there's lots of it, all right? It's going around. So to put all this perspective, in 2023, all year, there's only been 58 measles cases reported nationwide. Nationwide, in 2023, there's only been 58 measles cases reported nationwide in 2023. But right now, in just one big location where they have hundreds, if not thousands, of migrants in these set up temporary shelters, there's over 59 measles cases just in this one place, just in that one structure. But there's other structures, other with hundreds and thousands of more in other areas. That's just one place. So that's a huge, and so then they've been given the gag order, so then nobody hears about it. So you don't hear about this. But Dr., that's where my show comes in. You listen to Dr. Johnny, you're going to get the truth that you won't find anywhere else. You're not going to hear about all the disease outbreaks at all these migrant shelters. Tuberculosis, hepatitis, and measles. Because, see, hepatitis A can be spread by kissing somebody that has it. Okay, now let's be frank here. Or you could, you know, you have unprotected sex with somebody who has hepatitis B, you'll pick that up, or hepatitis C, you'll pick that up from somebody, you know, with unprotected sex. Well, you know that goes on in the shelters, you know. Unprotected sex is going on because a lot of those women are getting raped. So, not to even mention AIDS, okay? I can't make this stuff up because these migrants are coming from where? You know, Guatemala, Ecuador, Honduras, you know, Venezuela. These are right near the equator. In other words, these are tropical areas which have tropical diseases, okay? They're bringing that in. So this is something that the Biden administration and the mainstream media will never, ever tell you. But let me tell you, it's a big problem, and nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about, you know, Robert F. Kennedy not getting Secret Service protection, and yet, of all people, all presidential candidates, he should. His daddy ran for president, and he got shot. Why didn't the Secret Service protect him? But at least Robert F. Kennedy Jr., his son, should get protected. They're not telling you about all the diseases breaking out in all these immigrant shelters and how many diseases they're bringing in with them with all these immigrants, and yet they want to move them into your home. Well, good luck, folks. That's all I can say. And Dr. Johnny's just here to tell you that you're just rolling the dice, because when they're coming in like that at that rate, we're having all kinds of problems. Yeah, there's crime. They'll report that, because when somebody gets killed, they'll report that. But then when they commit a crime, a murder, they just release them. They don't put them in jail. They don't deport them. The Biden administration's already given an order to all the Justice Departments, all in every state, just release them back. They're, you know, we want to keep them here. We want them to vote. We want them to vote for Joe Biden. So they just re-release them. Even if they kill, even if they hurt cops, they re-release them. You've read the articles about that. I can't make this stuff up. So if that isn't bad enough, I don't know what is. And I'm going to have the best news. I have good news. I mean, see, usually on my show, if you haven't been listening to my show, or very much, typically I report the bad news in the beginning, and then in the last half, toward the end of the show, I have all the good news, because there's a lot of good news. I got some fantastic news that I'm going to reveal you at the end of the show. I still have a little more bad news that I think you need to know. You know, just like I told you, in the beginning, my show, I report the news that you don't ever get, because I think it's important that there's things you need to know. As I've said, you know, I report the truth, but I report the things that can help you have a better life for you and your family, the news you can use. So that's what I try to do. And most of the time, the news you can use is bad news, because the bad news that they don't want you to know about, they're not reporting to you. They're not reporting to you about how the wind generators kills, you know, and confuses whales. And sometimes they'll just beach themselves because they get out of this soup of sounds and that confuses their communication. And I don't think it's right. I like the cetaceans. And but I have some good news at the end of this show. And I want to talk to you about a groundbreaking study. In fact, I'll probably talk about it a little more when I come back from the show, because you're going to find this hard to believe. This is, again, you're going to find this hard to believe, just like the Hadrian Collider. I mean, it's just like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He, of all people, as a presidential candidate, should get Secret Service protection. They gave Nikki Haley protection, Secret Service protection, but for the fifth time, he's been denied. But here's an alarming discovery. Cancer-causing forever chemicals are detected in Band-Aids. I'm talking about all Band-Aids. And it enters the bloodstream, these cancer-causing forever chemicals, forever, because they don't break down. So once you ingest them through food, but worse yet, with these forever chemicals, once they're inside your body, because see, they got forever chemicals in the vaccines. Now, the Gateway Pundit reported on this. Just Jim Holt, he's I think the main guy there at the Gateway Pundit, he reported this on April 4th, 2024. And just know, forever chemicals don't ever break down. They don't you know, change. It's really hard once they are inside your body, and I'm not talking about ingesting it through food. I'm talking about getting it with an injection once it's in your bloodstream, once it's in your tissues. See, it doesn't ever go away, okay? But get this, Band-Aids have these forever chemicals, and it enters the bloodstream through open wounds, just like in the vaccine, okay? In a groundbreaking study spearheaded by the consumer advocacy group, Mama Valnation, alarming levels of PFAS, that's para and fluoroalkali substances, commonly referred to as forever chemicals, have been discovered in widely used Band-Aid brands, including Band-Aid, all the brands. Now, PFAS, known for their persistence in the environment, because they don't break down, and in human bodies, have been linked to a slew of health issues, including cancer, immune system disruption, and reproductive problems. Mama Venation's inquiry into the presence of PFAS in bandages was conducted in partnership with Environmental Health News and received scientific validation from notable experts such as the Terrence Collins of Carnegie Mellon University and Linda Bertholm, former director of National Institutes of Environmental Health Services. The study entailed sending 40 bandages from 18 different brands to the EPA certified laboratory to test for the presence of PFAS. Oh yeah. And I'll bring you the details after these messages.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Hey, check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids, dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan Anchor. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I'm your host, Dr. Johnny. And I just wanted to continue with the story that I was on about these Band-Aids. If you remember, in the old days, the Band-Aids, you know, that middle part that goes over the wound, was like cloth. You know, it was like a little gauze piece of cloth. And then the two sticky parts on each side hold it down. But nowadays, probably the last 18, 15 years, you'll see instead of cloth, it's got this little, you know, plastic cover with little holes on it. You know, that's where all this PFAs are. It's in that plastic. And it leaches out. What's been really disturbing, and I can go over all the brands. Let's see, brand, Band-Aid, flexible fabric, comfortable protection, you know, older samples, likely 7 to 8 years old, not available in stores, but they don't have as much, but the new ones do. And then, oh my gosh, I got dozens of different Band-Aid brands, Care Science, Cure-Aid, CVS Health, you know, C60, C70, flexible fabric, sterile bandages, all these, Equate, which is the Walmart brand. They all got, and I've got the amounts of each bandage is huge, of these, you know, and the more with more skin tone and all the cartoons and everything, those seem to be having the most fluorine and PFAs in them. So all the Equate, all the First Honey Medica, Band-Aids, all the Rite Aid, First Aid, Band-Aids, all the Salima Band-Aids, Up and Up, which is a Target brand, flexible fabric Band-Aids, has 256 parts per million, organic fluorine, and on the absorbent pad, and 253 parts per million on the sticky flaps. So it's got it everywhere. And Linda Bergbaum, a renowned toxicologist and scholar in resistance at Duke University, expressed her concern over the findings. And I quote, "Because bandages are placed upon open wounds, it's troubling to learn that they may also be exposing children and adults to PFAs. It's obvious from the data that PFAs are not needed for wound care, so it's important that industry remove their presence to protect the public from PFAs and opt out of those in the product instead of the PFA and opt for PFA-free products," she said. "That health effects linked to PFAs exposure are substantial. These include reduction in immunity, reduced vaccination response, increased risk of allergies and asthma in young children, affected growth and learning and behavior of infants and other young children, increased cholesterol levels, metabolic diseases like obesity and diabetes, cardiovascular disease, lower in woman's chance of getting pregnant, lower in male fertility, increased risk of kidney and testicular cancers, causes of endocrine disruption, disrupted normal thyroid function, increased risk of acute lymphoblastic leukemia in children." You know, and I already told you about the asthma one, that it can start causing asthma, because asthma is it is a man-made disease from all these chemicals. Other industries known to use PFAs include textiles, food packaging, personal care products, cookware, and even firefighting foams. The ubiquitous nature of the PFA chemicals means that they are found in the blood of virtually all Americans, making widespread exposure a significant health concern. Okay, so I want to move on and get more and directly into this medical murder. Oh, yeah. If that ain't medical murder, I don't know what is with the Band-Aids, and you know the drugs kill you. Well, from the American Greatness, which is one of the big online sites, I bring you Scott Sakara's article titled "Medical Murder is the Number One Cause of Death in the U.S. by Design." He wrote this and penned this April 11, 2024, and he did his research. Scott asked, "Medical malpractice is the third leading cause of death at 400,000 annual deaths per year. All these deaths can't be from malpractice. So who and what's behind the curtain?" says, you know, Toto. "Arf, arf. Think about it," he says. "People are too expensive. The planet doesn't have enough resources. If Satan is successful at selling these lies, what we have see happening in real time fits like a glove. Long before COVID," he says, "even the CDC recognized that medical malpractice was the third leading cause of death. The heart disease of 700,000 deaths, cancer 600,000 deaths, medical malpractice 400,000 annual deaths. There is a legitimate malpractice negligence due to human error." So again, woof woof, who's behind that curtain? Says Toto. "The murder of my disabled daughter," he says, "during the COVID woke me up." He said 1,200,000 hospital murders in 39 months? Give me a break. America was number one in hospital deaths during the COVID era, with India, with four times the population, a distant number two, with only 530,000 deaths. In America, we had, you know, over 1,200,000 deaths, and India had a much bigger population, four times more than the United States, and it was number two at 530,000 deaths. All these deaths can't be malpractice, he says. So what's going on? The United States incentivized protocols designed to kill, he says. Why? The ultimate source is the satanic agenda, which I'll cover in subsequent articles. The most common excuse used by bureaucrats is money. People are too expensive. There are 135 million Americans on Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, and the cost is over 50% of the annual federal budget. At an annual cost of over $35,000 per person, you can see why elderly and disabled were the first and second causes of hospital deaths during COVID. The average COVID incentive was $100,000 paid to a hospital, so there was a three-year payback to the government responsible for the scheme. The plot thickens when you see the Medicare and Medicaid rules were relaxed during COVID, adding 38 million Americans to this bureaucracy. Why? Following the pattern set by the Rockefellers, their pharmaceutical caused cancer, so they funded the American Cancer Society. The government behind the COVID, spoiler alert, America, wait for it. The government behind COVID, spoiler alert, wait for it, wanted its citizens to have free medical coverage to give the impression of helping. The reality is beginning to hit home now, and we all see it because most of these individuals got the bioweapon disguised as a vaccine. There is currently a 24% increase in all-cause mortality in those who are jabbed. Cancer rates are skyrocketing right now. What do you think the free medical coverage will do to those people next? Take a longer view. Ezekiel Emanuel, one of the country's most influential bioethicists and a prime architect of Obamacare, who wrote as far back as 1996 that health care services provided to the individual who are irreversibly prevented from being or becoming participating citizens are not basic and should not be guaranteed. That's what he said. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, determined that the standards of care for the entire country, doctors and nurses hide behind the standards of care as their excuse to kill us while being paid to do so. To be fair, some have little idea that they are doing the dirty work, blinded by medical programming. To boot, state statutes written long before COVID give legal immunity for following standards of care. That's, you know, quote, standards of care. I want to be blunt here, he says. Standards of care are designed to hasten death, and hasten death is murder. If a person is diagnosed with cancer today and has submitted to the conventional medical system, he sits down with his doctor and discusses the diagnosis. After the initial shock, the doctor only recommends one of three standards of care, and they are surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. No real cures are offered other than surgery if caught early enough, in spite of the multiple alternative treatments available. They don't want to tell you about that. Since the patient is programmed to have medical insurance, his only question becomes, does my insurance cover your treatment? Next, the doctor signs the patient up for a premature death. Chemotherapy offers a whopping 2.1% success rate. I trust you can see the problem, he says. Obviously, I'm shining a light on the medical industry complex and the federal government. And he says, who else is in on it? State government, big business, churches, controlled opposition? State governments delegate the licensing of doctors and nurses to regulatory boards that made up of doctors, it's made up of doctors. State legislators, under the guise of tort reform, have passed laws limiting the liability of those in the medical profession. What other business has liability protection for making mistakes? To be specific, in Wisconsin, the medical examining board, which has 13 members, 10 of whom are physicians, is supposed to protect the citizens. But think about it in this way. The killers appoint their own as judge and jury. Then the legislature creates walled gardens around the doctors when they make a mistake. Regardless of the cause, the doctors always get off. At a minimum, big business is involved in profiting from the propaganda. Current life insurance applications do not ask if the applicant was jabbed with a COVID bioweapon. With a 24% increase in all-cause mortality, this fact alone would bankrupt insurance companies altogether. Our tax money at work. The surprising player is churches until you see God warn us ahead of time. Watered down teaching of Romans 13 and 14 facilitates satanic sponsored agendas like vaccination clinics. Churches taking government grants to close their doors out of obedience to the satanic mandate shocked me during the research, and there's so much more. Last controlled opposition seems to be all around us. Newsmax is held out as a source of truth against the alphabet networks, and that's where this article came from, to put our controlled trust back in demand. At least they're working for a good cause. The medical freedom movement seems to spin just the opposite of real freedom, often calling the bioweapon a vaccine and still promoting a vaccine narrative that was never designed to rid us of disease. The top people in the movement state that the problem was not enough testing or regulation. If someone calls the COVID response a failure, watch out. It was an absolute success, not only calling the population, but allowing the satanic puppets just how their slaves would react. The truth is stranger than fiction, whether it's Band-Aids or, you know, the wind generators killing whales or the medical mafia trying to kill you from a drug. So let's get real, folks. If you have not realized by now, AIDS, HIV, is a man-made disease that was originally extracted from the green African monkey. It had never existed in humans until Dr. Anthony Fauci developed it in the lab from the monkey blood. If you have not realized it by now, asthma starts from your body's reaction to a drug or a toxic chemical introduced into your body by oral dosage or by injection. It never existed before pharmaceutical drugs. Asthma never existed before pharmaceutical drugs. If you have not realized it by now, diabetes is a result of bad nutrition, toxins, and mineral imbalance in the body that creates insulin resistance. This was also non-existent before 1910. It started during the Roaring Twenties when people who were chic, you know, the in crowd, would only eat anything that was only eat things that were from French, like the pastries and the bonbons, because they all use white flour. Then insulin resistance skyrocketed, started the developments of low vitamin B vitamins in the population. Too much sugar created misguided signals to the body, and insulin resistance took hold, and boom, you got diabetes. Out of the diabetes condition, segued into heart attacks, cancer, and many other problems. If you have not realized it by now, ADD, autism, and most other brain problems like ALS never existed 100 years ago and can all be traced back to the toxic heavy metals in the brain that arrived there from drugs that was prescribed by your doctor or your street drug dealer. So right now, you should ask yourself an honest question. Do you trust the modern medical system? Do you trust your doctor? And more importantly, do you want a safe way to get healthy? Right now, America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. With Big Pharma on its way out, more people are looking for remedies and solutions using food as their medicine and medicine as their food. It's time to start a new career. As a Master Survivor doctor, the world will beat a path to your door, because when you start on the first level with just the apprentice, you will be on the forefront of the future of home health care. The wisdom of the Master Survivor program is its simplicity and modest price range. There are only two parts to this profound protocol, which is the initial low cost of only less than $600. The first part is the most important step, is to remove the toxins from your body. In order to remove toxins in a safe way, you must get the exact foods from your body to heal. It all starts with getting the right foods to eat. To get the right foods, the only way that can be found is by using the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, to identify your exact biochemistry that will show which foods to eat and which foods to avoid. With the proper diet shown in the HTMA, the cells will get their mineral balance and become stronger and start dumping toxins like heavy metals and glyphosate. This is the first step. Once balanced, the cells are so good at repair that they will clean up everything in all the systems of your body, and that is all well coordinated by a second step that provides an improved communication network that is not really human at all. It comes from the genetic expression of virus, bacteria, and fungal organisms in a balanced microbiome. These specific signals from the messenger RNA and their genetic expression are made by the flora in the microbiome in your gut, so if your microbiome is not balanced and you have gastrointestinal issues, no problem. All you need is number 2 in the Master Survivor Program, which is getting the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit. In less than 4 months on the Total Gut Restoration Kit, your digestive tract will be strong and your GERD, IBS, and allergies will go away. Then you can start eating foods that you're once allergic to that your body vitally needs. So after an initial period of 6 months, getting on the diet and supplement schedule of the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, your body responds and becomes stronger, and you will feel much better because your cells will reformulate and you have more energy with the balance of minerals. After about 4 months with the Total Gut Restoration Kit, you get your microbiome in order. Then you can eat any of the foods that you need without having an allergic reaction. So with our laboratory analysis, the HTMA, the number 1, hair tissue mineral analysis, number 1, we show in the test before and after what you're doing and prove that it's working. It will show where the levels of the toxins are, and in time, they will be safely removed. Most doctors don't want to use the HTMA because they can't make money when people are getting well. But Dr. Johnny wants you to get well. He wants you to be healthy. And the best way to do that is to start the Master Survivor Program and get your cells, gut, and microbiome all balanced. The diet and supplement schedule of the HTMA, number one, will get your foods and cells balanced. And number two, the Total Gut Restoration Kit, the three R's, will get your microbiome balanced and eliminate your digestive issues. Remember, the microbiome is half your immunity response, and when you finish the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit, you will get the highest immunity response. The lab only sells and works directly with the doctors, but you can register now as my patient on my website, themastersurvivor.com. That's my website, themastersurvivor.com. And click on number one to get the hair tissue mineral analysis, and on number two to get the Total Gut Restoration Kit. And you'll see the little blue tab says register now. And all you got to do is create your own login and password, and then you become my patient, and then you can order directly from the lab using your credit card. We have the human double-blind studies showing where we have proven it over and over again that the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit will usually work within 4 to 6 months with continuous introduction of proper sporebiotics from our lab for the maintenance to keep your microbiome in harmony. Our studies are showing most leaky gut heals up in less than 90 days using the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit, and afterwards you can eat gluten and other foods that you're once allergic to, because you've repaired the mucosal layer and restored the shikimic pathway. Most, if not all, allergy reactions disappear, and many times clear brain function returns. So to get the HTMA and the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit, just go to themastersurvivor.com, themastersurvivor.com, and then click on the Master Survivor Program. And you'll see those two choices right there. When you scroll down, you'll see the mountain says Master Survivor Program. Scroll down, and number one, you'll see the HTMA. And number two, the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit. So number one is to get the HTMA. And number two is to get the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit. All students who participate in the full Master Survivor Program during their learning track can also go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the Master Survivor University to get started for your roadmap to a new career. And you can order any of these programs, the Master Survivor Program, or start at the Master Survivor University as the apprentice, just right there on themastersurvivor.com or themastersurvivoruniversity.com, either way. And together we provide the dietary roadmap that is the basics of what I found with over 40 years of work in laboratories to teach the student and help the patients I am working with in my practice. I challenge anyone to find a safer, more effective way to eliminate toxic metals and chemicals from the body, heal up the mucosal layer, and bring back the shikimic pathway to cure once and for all the leaky gut problems and restore the mineral balance in all your cells. There are no other conventional or natural ways to effectively accomplish this, nor can anyone prove it with before and after laboratory analysis and explain where you've been and where you're going biochemically and using cellular physiology using the laboratory tests. Dr. Johnny is the only one in the world that will do that for you. You call me up, I answer the phone. You write me, I answer you back in writing. I help everybody. So that's why I say I'm the only one in the world that does that. Everybody's so surprised when they call me for the first time. Wow, you answered the phone. I say, oh yeah. So if I'm not answering the phone, that means I'm busy with another patient. But maybe you would like to have a future helping others be a master survivor as well and make the world a better place. Maybe you would like to have a new career and attend the Master Survivor University and become a Master Survivor health professional. In this way, you as a Master Survivor doctor can help change the world to a healthier place, and it will be so much more effective helping your patients in the same way Dr. Johnny. And that is to never get sick again. That's all I can promise you is once you start my program, you'll never get sick again. Ask any of my patients. They'll tell you just the basics of step one and step two after they complete the HCMA and the 3 hours total gut restoration kit. The body's immunity response is strong again from cleaning away the layers of poisonous obstacles from our toxic past that have been holding us back. When the immunity strength is in high gear, using the HTMA and microbiome restoring, using the total gut restoration kit, the body will eliminate each and every one of those unneeded, harmful leftovers lodged throughout your body that came in from decades of wrong eating. Once the toxic wastes are eliminated and the balance of minerals are now in your cells with restored GI tract that's functioning fully, then all these systems in your body are at their optimum level. This is synergy. And soon we have total true wellness in your body and your mind. With synergy, our body will make sure it eliminates all the imbalances and keeps your body strong enough to dump the toxins faster than they are coming in. Therefore, we monitor biochemistry every 6 months with the HTMA and make sure you get the right foods. And when needed, also show many of the ancient Greek methods of therapy and of food preparation in order to keep the microbiome strong and provide the correct ratio of minerals in your cells. Then the body and the cells do all the work. All my patients are in control of their body and their mind and their health. Hippocrates said, true life is homeostasis. When you live this life of homeostasis or balance, you never get sick again. If that's what you want and you're ready to start the best natural health journey available today, then just go to themastersurvivor.com and click on the Master Survivor program and scroll down and read the information under number one, the HTMA, and get your hair tissue mineral analysis. And number two, the 3 hours total gut restoration kit, and register as my patient and order the 3 hours total gut restoration kit and get started with the best natural health journey available today. So, a little bit more about some this DEI cronyism and wake grifters. This is an article from April 11, 2024. I'll try to bring you some of the latest news of America Greatness by America by Victor Davis Hanson. How odd is it that America is wasting billions of dollars on these DEI, this diversity equity czars, and electing woke politicians who often accuse others of a multitude of sins largely as a way of enriching themselves. When ideology replaces meritocracy or provides immunity from consequences of illegal behavior, systematic meritocracy follows. Under toxic national socialism, Stalinism, and Maoism, millions of cronies and grifters mouth party lines in hopes of their approval. Approved ideology will allow them to advance their careers and excuse their law-breaking. The same thing is happening with the woke movement and now huge diversity, equity, inclusion conglomerate. Grifters and opportunists mask their selfish agendas under the cloak of neo-Marxism care for the underprivileged or victimized minorities. Meanwhile, they seek to profit illegally as they would the old-fashioned, as if... You know, just like the old-fashioned crony capitalists, during the disastrous COVID lockdown, California Governor Newsom pontificated about leveraging the quarantine to ensure greater equity. There is opportunity for reimagining or more progressive era as it relates to capitalism. We see this as an opportunity to reshape the way we do business and how we govern, he says. Meanwhile, Newsom did not seem very progressive when he caught one of the California's most expensive restaurants dining with sidekick lobbyists never wearing a mask. and yet he mandated it for 40 million others. Newsom's also bragged about social equity when he signed new California law mandating $20 an hour fast food, while company-controlled eateries, you know, only get $16 an hour. So this Ponzi scheme of this whole DEI, I'm telling you, it's loaded with incentives to push millions of dollars into left-wing politicians' hands to advance their progressive crusades. His parents justified this family giving in the form of elective altruism, he called it, where you give some to some and you don't give any to others. This catchy phrase masks the reality that his crusade for social justice was just an incredibly effective get-rich-quick scheme. And I can go into more of this. I don't want to get into too deep. I was going to do more of it, but I think I'm running out of time because I want to get to the good news. But I'll just say a few more things. But woke and DEI, this diversity, equity, inclusion activist, may not necessarily be any more innately metacor or corrupt or conniving than other politicians and activists, the writer obviously says. There are other people that find other ways to steal people's money, but this is just another way to do it, he says. They seem so because they loudly broadcast they're for diversity, equity, and inclusion, and thus assume themselves to be exempt from all scrutiny and free to profit in any way they please. The woke DEI agenda project is enticing thousands of shysters, careerists, and just all right scam artists keen to enrich themselves on the premise that they are noble fighters for social justice and and deserve immunity from any scrutiny. How odd is it that America is wasting billions of dollars hiring these DEI czars and electing woke politicians who so often accuse others of a multitude of sins? See, these DEI people are the ones that keep pushing the green energy. They keep pushing the windmills, you know, for wind power. They keep pushing all this. They're the sounding, and they have their snitch squads. They'll squat. If you're not pushing for that, then they'll snitch on you. But white hats aren't sitting around idly and looking at this treason happening. U.S. Navy JAG investigators on Wednesday, April 10th, arrested State of Maine Secretary Sheena Bellows for usurping constitutional law when she disqualified Donald Trump from her state's primary ballot last December. And Bellows, a long friend of the Biden family, is the fifth devious Democrat apprehended for, excuse me, I have a problem. excuse me, losing my voice. Anyway, Jack already got the three justices wrote from Colorado that disqualified Trump, but he got reinstated so he can run as a political candidate in Colorado. Well, they got the one Bellows in Maine, and they took her to Gitmo. And the events of January 6th were unprecedented and tragic as they assaulted not only Capitol and government officials, but included former vice president and members of Congress, but also the rule of law itself. Mr. Trump engaged in that insurrection and thereby not qualified to be on the ballot, Bellows says. She says that's what disqualifies him. But when the Supreme Court reinstated Trump to the Colorado ballot in March, Bellows must have realized she fumbled the ball and amended her unconstitutional judgment. That changed her mind, all right. It's irrelevant, says JAG, my source in Pensacola. She engaged in treason, and she must answer that charge if a person kills another person in cold blood and then says, oh, I did it, but I promise not to do it again. Then, you know, we don't forgive the killer. We don't forget what he done. No, of course we don't. We had Bellows in our sights all along, and we often wait for an opening, and she has to pay a price for her crimes. The price Bella paid for those crimes was to be extracted by Jag on that morning, and then the investigators surrounded her, and she was, as she has taken a leisurely walk, but Admiral Darcy Cranmell, Bellows gaped at the stunning silence as she stood motionless while an investigator fitted handcuffs around her. These deep staters walk tall and have big talk until they are show up, to Gitmo, and then they're all doe-eyed. They have, but she'll have her day in court, and, I don't know. They might send her to Camp Bloss in Guam, but I'm not sure exactly which place she went. But anyway, she was arrested. Now let me get on to some better news, more insightful news. Dr. Johnny got an in-depth look at Antarctica. I watched the series by Tori Says. She's a podcaster. I've liked her for a long time. But I'm going to give an, it's not just from her, but I took a lot of notes from a lot of different sources, and I know a lot about Antarctica myself. So I'll give you a little background about Antarctica. During World War II, the Soviet Union learned of the great advances made by the Nazi Germany in developing powerful aerospace technology, and the help of extraterrestrials and German nationalists and secret societies established a breakaway colony in Antarctica. The Soviets also learned that the Germans had discovered that psychic abilities were a major factor in funding, developing, and using advanced non-human technologies. Consequently, the Soviets began their highly successful initiative to gain access to non-human technologies, train a highly developed elite psychic corps, secretly collaborated with the United States in the monitoring and countering the threat posed by the Antarctic Germans' highly secret space program. Today, Russia's well-established secret space program continues development with non-human intelligence and utilizes its Ignimic Psi Corps, which will assist in on- and off-planet operations. In addition, Russia is collaborating with the U.S. in investigating and exploiting the technologies found in ancient space arcs in our solar system, the heart of the Earth's final frontier. On Tori's series called Sky Ice on the Tori Says podcast, who I respect, Dr. Johnny took notes, and I'll give you a brief about that. Just know, first off, one of the big secrets is at the very center of the South Pole is a hole, a big hole, that literally is an opening into inner Earth. That's one of the big secrets they don't want you to know. That's why it's a whole nother world. You cannot see it because Google Earth blocks it off. This is the main reason why the area is off limits, and also there's a big hole in the North Pole as well, and Google blocks that as well. Pilots cannot fly directly over either pole. It's a forbidden area. The powers that be don't want anybody to know that there are large holes on both of the poles of the Earth. However, here under the hole in Antarctica, not too far from the entrance, is a metroplex, multiple townships and several metroplexes, the scope and size what would dwarf Atlanta, Dallas-Fort Worth, or Los Angeles sprawling areas. They dwarf those. Yes, there may be upwards of 40 million inhabitants in one of the largest metroplexes, the most concentrated section. More about that on another show as to who those inhabitants are. I'll give you a hint. There's not only humans there, like you and me, but there's others as well, and also space aliens. In true Johnny style, I will keep stating the facts as they are available to me, and most obviously, this is the coldest, windiest, driest place on Earth. Antarctica, right? The coldest, windiest, driest place on Earth. Yes, that frozen land of mystery is like a vault holding secrets tight under the ice that's more than a mile thick. Now mix all these whispers about the untapped energy sources and all the secret military bases and all the metropolis underneath in the inner Earth, and bam, you got yourself a hotbed of conspiracies, and it's all hush-hush. But let's not stop there. Rumors are swirling around about secret energy weapons. Oh, yeah, it gets deeper. Imagine hidden agendas and covert operations. Antarctica is not just a chilling place. It's the stage for some real-life thriller plot, according to the grapevine. Antarctica and Free Energy Unveiling Earth's Frozen Frontier explores the enigmatic continent of Antarctica, a vast land known for ice and snow, its extreme climate, and pivotal center of energy and research and exploration. Now, I know a little bit about Antarctica because of my alien abduction, but then again, that's like I said, I'll have more about it on another show. But naturally, the coldest place on Earth, it makes it a perfect place to have supercomputer centers because those servers generate so much heat. Antarctica serves as a cooling problem, you know, as solving the problem of cooling for those massive supercomputers, and it's very cost-effective because of that. Because just trying to cool them, you need Antarctica to cool those supercomputers. So many natural resources readily available, and those raw materials are now a bonus for any organization that uses a massive amount of computer power. In sum, Antarctica emerges as a battleground in the latest twist of global real estate wars. Oh, yeah. Corporations deploy private armies and human clones to seize their hidden resources. Under the Aurora skies, this icy continent has become a chessboard of espionage and shadows, and making a new chilling chapter in the quest for dominance. Dr. Johnny will keep you updated on the latest as more secrets are to be revealed. And I'm going to tell you a few more right now, not directly about Antarctica, but about the ant people. I've reported in the past, ant people moved to a new realm after the ant king transitions and the sleeping giants awaken. So they moved into the supraphysical, which is slightly higher vibration than the physical. It's still the physical world, but they have now moved, in my opinion, for safety. And one of my special forces conducted another covert operation, and he was involved in another covert operation in the underground colony of ant people, where they precisely met as its king and saw whole human refugees whose ancestors had been given sanctuary centuries earlier. So my special forces says that this latest mission was to discover what had happened to the ant people and how they disappeared, according to his military reports. But his four military companions entered the ant people colony. It's there in Florida. They entered and were greeted by humans wearing similar robes to the ant people. They're from deep underground inner Earth. And so the super forces, super team was told that the ant people had left for another rim into the super physical, which is slightly higher vibration than this physical world. But the humans had remained behind to take care of their former colony, and they can communicate with them. When JP, my contact, eventually met with some of the ant people, he was told that the ant king transitioned and that a new king who just awakened was now in charge of the ant people colony and had moved to a new realm. He believes that the new king was keeping giants he had seen earlier in a mission to a separate, and moved them, and they moved them to a separate underground ant people colony near Florida's Ponce de Leon Springs in State Park, which is right near where I grew up in Florida, in northwest Florida, there in North Florida, which appears to possess a tree of life, and that's very much true. It is speculated that the awakened giant was the mythical, a.k.a. Thor or Quetzalcoatl, who was the ant people's new king and now presided over the new realm that was located in a higher dimension. And I'll bring you more about that as time will permit, because right now I want to give you a little good news. You're going to find this hard to believe, but just because there's a big shift in the financial world and there's going to be a lot of banks failing, don't fear now. If you're not a drug dealer and you're not a pedophile or a child trafficker or human trafficker or organ trafficking dealer, you have nothing to worry about. You won't lose any of your money, okay? When we go into the new financial system, we'll go into the new rainbow dollar note. You'll have exactly your same amount of dollars that you had before. So on Thursday, 11th of April, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, President Donald Trump signed the U.S. into the gold asset-backed currencies of the BRICS Alliance quantum financial system, allowing the fiat U.S. federal dollar to officially die. You won't see it now because the media is not reporting on this, okay? I'm just telling you. With the quantum financial system, when it becomes active, which is expected to happen at any time, it might be next week, it will immediately end the central banking system that perpetuates debt slavery around the world, as all fractional reserve banking and central banking activities will cease. Now, like I said, fear not. Like I said, he signed into BRICS April 11th in the BRICS Alliance, making the dollar, the original U.S. dollar, dead, and now the United States of America has just rocked the financial world by joining the BRICS Alliance. This unprecedented move, announced by none other than Donald Trump himself on Truth Social, marks the beginning of a new era in international economics, with the once dominant dollar now facing its demise. This is all planned. Prepare to witness history in the making as we delve into the implications of this groundbreaking development and the countries clamoring to join the BRICS club. This is all great news, folks. This is really good. That means when the old dollar falls, that means all the central banks and the 500 top corporations will all fall too, because all their money's in dollars, right? And if they're not child traffickers, then they'll, or drug dealers or whatever, those people will have their money. The ones that do participate in crime will not. The BRICS Alliance, compromising Brazil, Russia, India, China, and now the United States, stands as a formidable force challenging the hegemony of Western-dominated financial institutions, with a combined GDP exceeding $20 trillion and a population accounting for over 40% of the world's total. BRICS commands attention on the global stage, but it's not just about economic might. It's about reshaping the narrative of power and influence into the 21st century. For decades, the dollar has reigned supreme as the world's reserve currency, giving the United States unparalleled control over international trade and finance. However, mounting debt, economic uncertainty, and geopolitical tensions have eroded confidence in the greenback, paving the way for alternative systems to emerge. By joining BRICS, the U.S. Republic Treasury under Trump's stewardship is signaling a dramatic departure from the status quo, signaling and challenging the dominance of the Federal Reserve and its fiat currency regime. The gold standard versus the fiat currency, at the heart of the paradigm shift lies a fundamental debate, gold versus paper money. While the U.S. corporate Federal Reserve relies on a system of fiat currency that is on the printing machine, backed by little more than faith and credit of the government, the U.S. Republic Treasury boasts substantial reserves of gold. Fort Knox, to be exact, Fort Knox is now full of gold and is protected by who? The White Hat Special Forces. This distinction is crucial, as gold has long been viewed as a reliable store of value and a hedge against inflation, unlike the ever-expanding supply of fiat money. Trump's decision to align the United States with BRICS underscores a commitment to a sound monetary policy, fiscal responsibility, rejecting the notion of endless money printing and deficit spending. In doing so, he's challenging the entrenched interests of Wall Street and the banking elite, who have profited immensely from the current monetary system at the expense of ordinary citizens, you and me, from our taxpayer dollars. It's a bold move that promises to shake up the financial establishment and empower nations seeking alternatives to the dollar hegemony. This is all great news, folks, and just don't fear anything. If you're not a drug dealer, you're not a money, you haven't participated in child trafficking or adrenochrome production or organ trafficking, you have nothing to fear. It's all going to be better because all those people are going down. And guess what? That's all the big deep state people. They're all going down. Why? Because their money is coming to an end. That's right. It's a great day for America, folks. Stay tuned to Dr. Johnny every Sunday at 3:00 Central Standard Time right here on on Revolution Radio, the best network on the internet. Have a good week. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
People's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
The time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Friday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers.